JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
2016 saw the Health Ministry continuing to deliver on its mandate of providing quality health care for Jamaicans. The Ministry of Health committed to improving health care, especially for mothers and newborns, through investments made to hospitals. Six referral hospitals received maternal and neonatal high-dependency units under the Programme for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC, funded by the European Union. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says much has been achieved under PROMAC, noting that it's the biggest capital investment in the health sector in the last 20 years.
The establishment of high-dependency units and the provision of supporting specialized equipment to these facilities represent planned expenditure of approximately 12.9 million euros, or about 60% of the entire PROMAC 22 million euro budget.
The Westmorland-based Savannah Lamar General Public Hospital is now better able to care for newborns with the implementation of a special care unit valued at $24 million and financed under support from the ISA Trust. The Mandeville Regional Hospital in Manchester received equipment valued at over $80 million thanks to the EU-funded PROMAC. As the Health Ministry continued its work throughout 2016, lessening the impact of the Zika virus was high on the agenda. With this priority, the government proactively established a fund with an initial $50 million to provide support for the families of babies with Zika-related microcephaly should the need arise.
So this $50 million fund is specifically going to be used to give critical support to both mother and child once the condition is confirmed with the birth of the child.
Thankfully, Jamaica ended 2016 with no recorded case of Zika-related microcephaly. The Health Ministry also spearheaded search and destroy missions across the island to eradicate mosquito breeding sites and to educate households on ways to keep the pest from breeding. This was bolstered by several public education campaigns using the media, as well as working through different organizations to disseminate health messages. Diagnostic services at the Bustamante Hospital for Children were improved last year with the installation of a new $68.5 million fluoroscopy unit. The unit, which assists in diagnosing problems that affect the inner organs, is the second of its kind in the public sector and the first for children. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says it will support the government's thrust to improve the quality and delivery of healthcare.
This $68 million piece of equipment is absolutely critical. Last year we did, I am told, some 21,500 x-rays here at this institution. This year, for whatever reason, we're well over 30,000 so far, which means that your productivity levels have gone up significantly.
A fluoroscopy unit consists of a specialized X-ray machine that provides real-time moving images that can be viewed on a TV-type monitor. And to wrap up our look at the Ministry of Health for 2016, the National Health Fund, NHF, in September implemented a $70 million increase in the subsidy for drugs for respiratory devices and diabetic supplies for children from 0 to 18 years. Other increase in drug subsidy included asthmatics, as the subsidy increased from approximately 46% to an average of 92%. The new subsidy for devices used in asthma treatment is $742.06 for masks and $1,209.32 for spacers, for a combined sum of $1,951.38. The second largest group of NHF beneficiaries is children affected with epilepsy at 1,018, followed by diabetes at 317 and sickle cell sufferers at 280. The NHF covers prescription drugs for 16 chronic illnesses, including arthritis, glaucoma, major depression, psychosis, rheumatic heart and sickle cell diseases. With that comes the end of the Ministry of Health's Year in Review for 2016, as the government looks forward to continuing serving Jamaicans with quality healthcare.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.